Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 23rd regarding Manya, M-A-N-Y-A, Williams. Manya Williams is a 60-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1-8-18. On that occasion, she fell on clear ice while walking down a walkway. As a result, she believes she injured her hip, back, and right thigh and went to Shore Memorial Emergency Room. Paired with this and further evaluation, she understands the final diagnosis to be back injury with spinal stenosis and a slipped disc. She underwent laminectomy and spinal fusion on 12-17-20 and completed a course of active treatment in June 21. Paired in the paragraph for the record supplied, Ms. Williams was seen at the emergency room on 1-9-18 following a fall several hours before. She stated she slipped in the street when this occurred. She complained of pain in the right thigh and hip. She had a history of fibromyalgia, common diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. She underwent x-rays of the hip and pelvis that showed normal alignment with no fractures. She was diagnosed with a hip contusion for which she was treated and released. In paragraphs, Ms. Williams was then seen at Atlantic Care on 1-19-18. On this occasion, she reported injuring her right hip, thigh, and knee radiating to her buttocks. She feels she was getting worse. Dr. Bisk, B-I-S-K, gave a diagnosis of contusions of the right hip and right thigh. Recommended orthopedic referral and modified duty. In the paragraph, the petitioner was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Nutini, N-U-T-I-N-I, on 2-9-18, he offered additional diagnosis of right graded trochanter bursitis of the right hip, possible labral tear, and acute bilateral low back pain without sciatica. He referred her for x-rays of the right hip. They discussed treatment options. And she was going to see one of their lumbar spine specialists as well. She returned to Dr. Nutini on 3-9-18. And he recommended an MRI of the right hip to look into her groin pain. She returned to him on 3-23-18. He noted the MRI of 3-19-18 did not show a labral tear. It did, however, show fluid signal in the greater trochanteric bursa region. He offered her an ultrasound-guided trochanteric bursal injection. In paragraph, she was then seen by Dr. Young on 4-12-19. He diagnosed low back pain at multiple sites and lumbar stenosis. They discussed treatment options, including injections. If she did not get relief from them, he was going to refer her to Dr. Woods for a surgical reevaluation. Period. She was going to remain on modified duty. Period. Ms. Williams, in fact, did see Dr. Woods on 11/30/20 and follow up, having been seen in March 2019. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date, including trochanteric bursal injections, multiple lumbar injections, and physical therapy. Period. She still reported persistent claudication symptoms, radicular leg pain, which is getting progressively worse. Period. She reported transient improvement with injections in 2019. Period. He performed an evaluation and had her undergo lumbar x-rays and an MRI. Period. They showed a spondylolisthesis at L3-4 and L4-5. Period. This is worse than her previous evaluation. Period. She had severe spinal stenosis at L3-4. Period. She has significant neural foraminal stenosis at the L4-5 level. Period. At that juncture, they discussed possible surgical intervention by way of laminectomy infusion at L3 through L5. Period. We are not in receipt of the operative report. Period. However, due to a quick note from 6/14/21, Ms. Williams had total lumbar interbody, thoracolumbar interbody fusion, and had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. She remained in her leggings, limiting visualization. Period. Otherwise normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a midline longitudinal scar measuring 5 inches in length with preserved lordotic curve. Period. Range of motion was accomplished fully in all spheres. That she did gingerly. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 1/8/18, Manny Williams slipped and fell on ice on an icy walkway. Period. She went to Shore Memorial Emergency Room the following day. X-rays of the pelvis and hip were read as normal. Period. She was briefly seen at Atlantic Care and diagnosed with a hip contusion and thigh contusion. Period. She then came under the care of a few physicians at Rothman. The first was Dr. Nakini on 2/9/18. Period. He had her participate in physical therapy and injections. Period. She was sent for an MRI of the hip that did not show a labeled tear, but did show girded fluid signal in the girded trochanteric bursa region. Period. Paragraph. On 11/30/20, she came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Woods. Period. He recommended surgical intervention by way of L3 to L5 laminectomy infusion. Period. She evidently submitted to such a surgery, whose report was not provided. Period. She also participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Dr. Woods deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement on 6/14/21 and allowed her to return to work in a light duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found her to have healed surgical scarring about the lumbar spine. Period. Range of motion was actually full when performed gingerly. Period. Sitting in supine straight leg raises, maneuvers were negative. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the lower extremities, including the hip and thigh. Period. Provocative maneuvers in these areas were also negative. Paired in your paragraph, there is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Paired, this is contributed to by pre-existing naturally occurring degenerative changes. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. And that is the end.